Grand day to all, grand day, guys. I really first and foremost want to thank you, Thomas, BBS Radio, the awesome and amazing Sir Don Thomas, and the incredible Doug. So I call you guys the three musketeers of divine truth and hard work with grace and love that you guys show to everyone. And it truly is with profound gratitude and honor to be a part of the BBS family. Thank you, Thomas. We want to highlight today as well our phenomenal subscribers, as Q would say, prescribers, listeners, and new listeners, guys. We love you all. We really love and honor you. Thank you for being here with us as we explore religion. I'm going to hop right in here and give you a little bit of a heads up. We know that this is quite a sensitive subject, guys, and we're aware that there are many loving people that are part of a religious journey. So we respect all religions. These episodes are designed to shine light on the controllers. I call them U.S. Department of they. Of these religious or spiritual institutes. Therefore, it is with great care and a heartfelt intent that we present our divine perspectives, comprehending religion part five. And as always, take what you will and leave the rest. Go ahead, Bo.
I don't know if you were going to say this, but I'd like to add, if the children are with you, you might want to have them go play somewhere else on this one.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. So, do all of you beautiful beings of light want to introduce yourselves? You go. You go, girl. Well, I'm Hummy, Corinne. It's just Hummy, short for hummingbird. I'm excited to be with you guys. Anyone else?
Merman. Is there a merman in the house?
I am here today with the in such a
Yay.
with the presence of you lovely ladies. This is Merman, and just grateful to be here with you all.
That's awesome. This is Sunshine from Whiplash Talk on BBS Radio and TV, currently at the Saturday biweekly slot at 2 p.m. Central, moving October 4th to the 1 p.m. Central Time weekly. So
Yay.
happy to be here, guys.
And
Thank you.
I guess that leaves me. I'm Bo, aka Idaho Bo, here with Sojourns every week. Haven't missed one yet. And also every other Saturday, opposite beautiful Robin's homesteading offerings at, let's see, I have to think of the time again. Noon, I think it's noon Central Time every other Saturday. We just moved from Sunday, so anyway, let's dig in.
Awesome. Oh, guys, I'm just celebrating being amongst such beings of light. Y'all are beautiful. So, I'm going to start with something, guys, that we really highly recommend for all who have not heard Q or any of the shows. For you can hear the archives on bbsradio.com/archives. Go to the search button and click the down arrow. There you can search for the following Q shows: Being Inspired with Q, Project Review with Q, PRQ Timelines, and PRQ Homesteading. I can only say from my point of view, guys, that these are the most incredible golden growth of light that I've experienced. I could speak for Donnie here, Merman.
Yeah.
There you go. And I call it a crash course in interdimensional recollection and growth from within. And those are the only words that come to my heart for now. But I want to say one other thing here. I'm inspired to remind the listeners, if you choose, Move through and from your heart in search for the truth. There one will find it in plain sight. As we explore pedophilia, sexual abuse, and the alien agenda within religion from our divine perspective. So, yeah, what? Another what? Did I just say that? Right? And I did because we be ramping up, y'all. So, in the last part four of Divine Perceptions Exploring Religion, we ended with asking the question, could there have been in predominantly the mother role of religious organizations, corporations, manipulation to propagate children for the purpose of satanic pedophilia and sexual abuse? Wow. But to answer this question, I'd like to point again to an article entitled Religion on forthepeople.space. Thank you, Asha and the Q team. All articles on this site are a wealth of truth, brilliance, and beauty. This is a big one, but to me, in order to connect to one's own spirit, connection to prime creator, our inner truth, our source of light, is to merge by choice once again with our own spirit. A reminder, the reverse would be to choose to step outside oneself for your light, source energy, connection to prime creator, and to give away one's own power. Remember, when one worships God or gods outside of the self as a follower, one becomes easily controlled. Now, this simple reversal toward worshiping outside of the self instead of knowing your own spirit as your connection with Creator, here's a big thing. It reverses the sacred flow of life. So look, for example, of the incredible amount of symbols throughout his story or history. Let us just visualize, leading from the heart, the counterclockwise spiral of the original Buddhist symbol, opposite of the Nazi symbol. If you guys could just imagine this, call it electricity, just for sake of shortening this. Electric energy, let's call it that, as Asha would put it. Now feel and see into the Nazi symbol of the swastika going clockwise, and let's call that magnetic energy. So we as Homo luminous, beings of light, human, require both energetic directions for a balance within the light body. This is to emphasize direction of energy and how it's distorted on Earth. Just imagine, guys, two symbols of triangles, both moving in opposite directions energetically, yet balanced. Now, these two triangles take a shape. The shape is known as the star tetrahedron, which is called our own Merkaba or Merkaba. Thank you, Q. One on top of the other, creating a field of electromagnetic energy, fueling life and movement, our light body, our own Merkaba. Our own Merkaba. So it takes both triangles at both directions, clockwise and counterclockwise, to create a functional light body. But what if, guys, someone took it apart and had humanity focus only on one triangle and one direction? Envision the shape of the pyramids, the Nazi insignia, the Nazi Iron Cross, which you can find in churches, mostly on roads, and staffs and statues and reliefs of Catholic popes, priests, and even Ashkenazi Jewish leaders and spiritual leaders. So now, what if the spin stops or reversal of one triangle occurs so they spin in the same direction? Our unique frequency, our unique Merkaba, or our light body, becomes distorted, depleted, and disconnected from one's own flow of energy. That's really huge. Thought, the Egyptian god who created this human avatar body and his minions, and now could we be human version 8.0 after the last reset? But they focused this world in one direction clockwise, with the time clock spiraling humanity into aging, illness, war, death. The power of his swastika, as well as pedophilia, sexual abuse, and the use of the mind over the heart, are leading to the downfall of humanity. As he thought, taught, they tell you in plain sight, intended. Just look at his story. History, you'll find blatant timeline pictures of Catholic bishops giving the Nazi salute in honor of who? Hitler, Wilhelm Frick, and Joseph Goebbels, all war criminals who took millions of lives through unspeakable torture and horrors. The popes, the priest, and religion connected to the Nazis even before that is irrefutable. Even in modern day, we can see it, guys. We can see pictures of Jism Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein being received and blessed by none other than the Pope. A reminder of why Mother, Father Teresa, whatever it is, and the Roman Catholic Church, amongst so many other religions, won't allow birth control. And we're getting to a point here. All religions and rules were constructed by thought to control humanity and steer them in the direction that serves their child trafficking, pedophilia, satanic ritual abuse, also known as SRA. So then why would one ask another question? Well, at least it led me to this. Why would they, the parasites, the controllers, perpetrate or inflict these heinous acts on humans and especially upon children? But this will also continue to answer the first question, because the procurement of children is their lust, because children are their food, and so are all humans, as the demons now. Here it is. The demons have no light of their own. No Merkaba. No Merkaba. No connection to Prime Creator. And this is key, guys. We humans, Homo luminis, and especially children, are completely connected in our own incredible unified field, our own Merkaba, our own life force and light body energy. Truly, we are gorgeous diamonds, crystalline energy of Prime Creator. We house this incredible light. We carry inside us universes, suns, galaxies, stars, and an infinite field of love, inspiration, creation, joy, excitement, peace, and harmony. We just forgot. But that veil of unknowing was perpetrated upon us to usurp our very light body and life force, our God force energy, by none other than the controllers. US Department of They, the Dark, the Cabal, the Parasites. Because without the children and us, how would they survive? They live off of our life body and life force energy. But just remember, from spiritual to religious practices, when you get involved, you're practicing the same rituals and contracting with all these secret societies, US Department of Day, the controllers, parasites. Just do your own research, really. Check out Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, JPL. It's actually Jack Parsons' laboratory, though the public's told it's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And I have to ask this. Maybe the jet propulsion or rocket fuel was our own life force and light body energies for they to use in their laboratories? Maybe. I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering, y'all. So the last is, and here is the mother of all bombs, guys. This is the Moab. Who is U.S. Department of A? The custodians, controllers, the parasites, the global mind. I will just say this, the global mind on this planet, or planet and the universe is extremely powerful. In fact, may even be the strongest. And I want to thank George Kavaslis for this and the following concepts, because this is the last. Should anyone want to pursue his immense wealth of knowledge, connectivity from within, please go to ourjourneyhome.earth. Oh, it's incredible. So if someone, here's, let's look at it this way. Let's just take a scenario. If someone or group of beings wants to take and control a planetary population, this is what they might do. Study every depth layer of the planet's reality. Study the energetic templates. Who is the being of the planet and how our energies operate from our Merkaba? Keep digging deeper and deeper into all the foundational layers, working from the top down and the bottom up. Then come at them from their food, their water, the air that they breathe, their religious practices, their spiritual practices, never leaving one stone unturned, coming at them from every possible conceivable angle, because the controllers seek total and complete control, domination. They are going to recycle, work us repeatedly through the cycles of their created timelines. They are going to use their, what I call, Solowinski playbook. Do your own research on this being, guys. Remember, this isn't their first rodeo. They are going to make you and the collective fall in love with they and their mantras. They will pump their political agendas, political campaigns over eons of times so that it seeps deep into every cellular DNA memory over many, many, many generations. Then they will change the actual human genetics and body to lead us and cord us from the mind and bypass the heart. Y'all, what's a bypass? What's a heart bypass? I mean, they tell you inside. I know, right? And then these are basically, guys, the spaces and realms that they have been coming from for a long, long time. So Q wants to find an alien as someone who doesn't house any light. I'm semi-quoting, but meaning within their body. This is what we've been up and are up against. Aliens, a lot, and I mean a lot, are off-world beings. Others, a lot, are clones. Others are AI, etc. They're evil disguised as humans. They, the controllers, the parasites, wanting to distort and destroy and feed off the God-coded humanity, the original, and our own light body, Merkaba, and our own life force energy, preventing ascension from our own rotting staff, our spirit, our creator. Remember, as I stated earlier, Tautness minions, the parasites, want to distort your perceived reality, your perception in every way, and perception becomes manifestation. So we chose to hop onto their timeline and make it our reality. Lastly, however, through our choice of leading from our heart center and continue our soul journey of that very balance of contrasting expressions, guys, that perfect movement of our electromagnetic energies, clock and counterclockwise, we continue expanding our life force and life body energies, our unique Merkaba, connecting to source, prime creator. Our frequencies of light always have and always will prevail. We are truly that powerful. Like Mother Earth and the sun, we are birthing within. I just partake, guys, if you will, in the great awakening and ascension, expansiveness from within. It is now upon us. This is unprecedented, unique times because Source is here to assist us, assist ourselves. And I can only give deep, profound, loving gratitude, respect, and honor to Q, the Q team, President Q Trump, the military Q team, Creation Light Ship, the light beings, Prime Creator in our own spirit. And Black Asha said something beautiful. Take heart in this, guys. Duality always runs its course, takes its bow, ushering the dark back to the grave. Wow. And I feel like the Jim Morrison song, too. So I won't get a little emotional here. This is the end. Beautiful friend. I knew you'd enjoy that one, Bo. My only friend, the end. Oh my goodness. Yeah, feel into those chords. Anyways, that's it, guys. No. Won't you say, okay, is the show done now? But it isn't because we've truly, I won't really, guys. I have no words here. You should all go. Hop in.
Who wants to go first? Where do you start? There, you dished out a lot of food there, girlfriend. Boy. So I'll start towards the end of what you presented. I love that you call true human beings, humo, oh, how do you say it? Human illuminous?
Luminous.
Yes. I beg everyone's pardon. I really didn't get much sleep last night, and I'm house sitting five dogs, sheep, goats, chickens. It's E-I-E-I-O, but I am Idaho Bo, so what can I say? But I know we've referred to Claudio Nocelli a number of times, and you did call them the custodians at one time. That's what he calls them, or the colonizers, who, when you also read some of Asha's offerings on For the People, you learn that when Source first took human form in this density, everything was basically perfect. And we were colonized by the aliens, which does not mean they're from outer space. Q also always hit on our Earth, as you call it, as we call it, is much larger than we are told. So are they just in this realm in another location? Anyway, that we've been conquered and reset a number of times. Claudio Nocelli argues we're the seventh iteration of mankind. And each time that we've been reset, we are programmed even deeper to take our connection to source away. So, what you were talking about, Corinne, in the beginning, about one of the triangles or pyramid shapes in the Merkabah either stops or goes the same way, that makes total sense. So, back to my original point, because we are source in human bodies, the US Department of They knows that we, as individual beings of light, are the key. They could get to source through us. So this is another concept that Nocelli talks about in his books and videos, that we are the key to source. So it makes sense that they've belittled, made smaller our capabilities of knowing who we are. But the great thing is that many, many, many of us are waking up to that. So to get to one of the main topics that you spoke of too, and then I'll let somebody else speak. You talked about the JPL and the laboratories. Q the Storm Rider just put out a video, and he was talking about the Zorro Ranch, which was owned by Epstein, also his island temple, that it wasn't just for satanic ritual practices, but they also trafficked many, many thousands of women, mostly from Africa. Because they have, through the ages, their genetics, their epigenetics are so strong that they've weathered through many different kinds of droughts and pestilence and what have you. But they have taken these women and impregnated them, and then use the genomes that are active in the uterus at the time of pregnancy. And so the whole thing with blood is a lot more than the adrenochrome situation. And you know, the church has just been a tool of the controllers, the US Department of They, to get more people on board their platform, if you will. So I'll leave it at that. I don't know if any of that made sense. Like I said, kind of tired here, but yeah, I will let somebody else speak now.
Hey, hey.
Yay!
I
Zaya's in the house. She's in
it
the building,
in. It sounds like you are pulling a lot of pieces together, Bo, which is like is what this whole journey seems to be about. So sometimes when it doesn't sound like to us that we're making any sense or we're all over the place. Well, that's from my experience, that's what I've kind of found the information to be in your face, but all over the place at the same time. So we begin to pull these elements together to make sense of the unfolding of the information that's coming through. So I just wanted to say, no, you don't sound crazy. It's pulling pieces together. And I'll yield there for a second.
Perfect, Zaya. I'm with you. It didn't sound crazy for a gal with little sleep. Oh, no, it's I Zaya. Perfect.
It was very good, Bo. I followed you. It was fantastic. And Zaya, I agree. Sometimes when you're processing and when you're putting pieces together, and even if you're trying to help communicate it to the masses, it sounds to your natural ear like, "What is coming out of my mouth?" But then you realize, you know what? It's getting the data out there, and the people that need to hear it, and the people that are ready to hear it will hear it, and their spirits will leap for the information. So that's kind of where I'm at. I don't really know where to pick up from this other than I've had a personal experience dealing with some of this. I still haven't processed it all, but when the movie first came out, the Borg, when the Borg movie first came out, I was married at the time, and my husband was incredibly, incredibly, he wanted to go see it. I'm like, sure, yeah, let's go. And so we go, and I had the most visceral reaction, and I couldn't explain it because I was 110% in the church, right? So I was a Christian. And but I had this reaction literally in the parking lot. I could not walk fast enough to the car, and tears were pouring down my face. And I'm like, get me out of here, get me out of here, get me out of here. And he loved me enough to know that I wasn't a freakazoid, that I wasn't like some crazy woman or whatever, but neither one of us knew what was going on. And I had just filed that on the shelf. And after pulling myself away from and plugging into our friend Q, I realized that is a component of something that I have come through. So haven't put all the pieces together. Don't know if I really want to be honest. But for those people out there that think you've had weird reactions and you don't know why, there's a reason. There's a reason. We are on a farm. We are being farmed. We are being treated as cattle, as chattel. And there are things in your past that will start to surface as we continue to move through this ascension process. It's okay. Know who you are and whose you are. You are within. You go within. You are you. You be you. And it's okay. And that I'll yield with that.
That's beautiful. And
Wow.
you mean Sunshine, you were batshit crazy for having that intense feeling. Yes.
I thought I was batshit crazy. I really.
Wow, that's huge. At the Borg movie. Wow, that's something I have to check into. That is amazing. The Borg, you will assimilate. Everything else is irrelevant. That's their two messages. That's all they do. That's all they do.
That kind of sounds like society today.
It
Right.
is very much
Exactly
so.
right.
And they're all AI beings.
Yeah, the cloning, the AI and the cloning, the whole thing. Yep, it was not literally, but like hair on the back of your neck standing up, like, get me the freak out of here. I could barely stay through the movie.
Let that be a message to the world about AI. It's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous thing. I'm an IT guy all my life, and it's the most fearing thing I think of the world could be adapting this with open arms because it can take over. But anyway, that's a whole nother subject. But thank you, Carolyn. I just like
Next time.
another show. But let's get to the fragmentation, because that's how, they're doing this to us. This fragmentation of our every aspect of our society, as you mentioned, Hami, and it's divides us and fragments us, and as we're divided, we are able to be conquered and controlled. And it's been, the controllers' game plan for thousands of years, and it's no different then as it is now. And so this is what we're breaking down. But the who is this U.S. Department of they? Well, it's not just the U.S. Of course, it's all of the controlling aspects of this world. And the main one here, I think, what is the greatest power is religions. Not to I think they play a major role but they're all kind of working together to control us. It's not only the Vatican and the Catholics, it's but Sharia laws and all of these controlling aspects that we must assimilate to, or there's no other, and everything else is irrelevant to them. So That force upon our societies is what has been going on, as well as, the globalist organizations too. This is a big force. The UN and that works with the banksters and the economic forums and the World Health Organizations and all these globalist controlling agencies that want to just treat us like cattle and exterminate us if we don't assimilate. No different than Catholic did in 1500s. I mean, you did that, but not pick on him. The
You the
banksters,
Spanish
the
Inquisition.
Spanish Inquisition is that. Yeah, that is it. That's the proper term. The banksters, the Fed, biggest, the worst, the IMF, the AU, all of them control the UN and control countries of the world. They are huge in this, and not much is talking about them. But then the governments that go that control us, it's the US, the EU, the CIA agencies, and the MJ-12 agencies, and the military industrial complex slash MJ-12. All these communist socialist organizations and governments. NASA is a biggie.
Oh yeah.
NASA is one,
We all know
a
this.
very controlled.
Never a straight
There you
answer.
go. Perfect.
Yeah, run by Nazis, designed, created by the Nazis in 1946, by 47 actually,
Yep,
when it was
Werner
created,
von Braun.
was the head of it, and it was all built for another show. But then the NAA, the NOA,
NSA.
NSA, it's actually one of the better organizations of the three, but the DIA also. These are
Yeah.
all these, wow, they've been controlling us way before we were born, practically, most of us. So, but anyway, that's how they're doing it, but the aliens that you bring up, yeah, they're not all other from outside of the United States or the world or our universe, but there are, and it's very, Dr. Salla has documented many of these in his books. He has a series of books on these agreements that were made in the 50s at Holloman Air Force Base and
Treaty of
Kirtland.
Griotta.
Yeah, I mean, all of these are controlling aliens of the world, and some of them are native and some of them aren't. So, but it's just fascinating. But I think we're probably branching another show off on all of that. But, like I said, Dr. Salla's books on space, the Secret Space Force and Antarctica, and all of these are very good references for a lot of what is the background of historical, well-documented aspects of how we are today and where we're at today. And it's been going on a long time, but I yield up. Thank you so much.
Oh, perfect. Perfect on Bo.
So back to the children, if we may. I know when my granddaughter, who just turned 12, was born, not just me, but my daughter and many other people knew that she was here for a reason. And I was into the New Age woo-woo society after I left a born again Christian church, but I was in that for quite a while. And the people would talk about the indigo children and this and that and the other thing. There is a truth to that. And what the point I'd like to make is that one of the reasons that children are targeted by the church, who is just the facade, like we've been talking about, for the controllers, is what the reason that the children are targeted is because they hold more of their light, especially at birth. And our friend Q said, it's around 7, 8, 9, 10, around then when their DNA turns on and they start following the programming. They're, so until that time, they are totally full of light. Again, there's teenagers too that are also targeted, but the younger children are extremely targeted in the Catholic Church, which I was loosely brought up in. The altar boys,
Just think of all of the lawsuits against the Catholic Church, especially on the East Coast, I think, for, the priests and the bishops and what have you, doing horrible things to the altar boys. And we don't even know an iota of what really goes on. And like you said, Corinne, Bohemian Grove and all these other places that until you start digging and doing a little bit of research, I didn't know about it. I didn't know about any of these things until 2018 when I kind of accidentally, and I'm putting that in air quotes, tripped upon the Q posts. And that was my end to all of the things. It was the beginning of my real awakening. I've been in the spiritual thing for all of my life in one way or another. But when I really started remembering who I was, it was the Q posts. So back to the children, I propose that one reason they are targeted is because they hold all of their light when they're born, and it's a little by little extracted from them. And I will yield at that.
Speaking of Bohemian Grove and some of the images that I've seen and some of the video that has been shared, as disclosure, I find it interesting how there are similar scenes but different platforms in which these scenes show up. So, for example, you have Bohemian Grove that has this altar. It, they have this ceremony. They're offering up whatever blood sacrifices and all that. And then you switch to the church. It looks very similar to this scene over here, in Bohemian Grove. And not only that, there's a ceremony. There's certain ceremonies. It involves blood, involves eating flesh. It involves some of the same things that we are hearing now, the disclosure coming out, what is actually done to children, which leads me to question, as I had mentioned in our last podcast, is what are we really saying? Who is the lamb actually? The lamb is known to be of innocence, is known to be pure. So who is the lamb that we're really talking about? We're told in the songs and in the hymns, we're told that the lamb is Jesus and all that. But who is it really? Who is really the lamb of God? Who is really the innocence here? Who is really the purity here that they have possibly masked into and woven into this? Whereas the worship and the celebration is looking completely different, and the acceptance is a subconscious acceptance of what is happening to the children in this scene that we're calling church, which matches the scene over here of Bohemian Grove, which also matches the court. So if we're looking at, as, Donnie Merman, as you explained, you picked up all of these different aspects of the world in which we know that appear to be different, whereas we're now seeing there's one story being told. And it's coming, it looks like there are different layers, but they're not really different layers. It's just one conglomerate that is creating different theater stages in which we're accepting these things to be true. So, lastly, I'll say, I know growing up for me, I heard about the church and the state being divided, being separate. Well, as I've done my research and with disclosure coming through and everything, the church was actually the state because before the state came into play, the church is where you registered your baby and you registered your baptisms and you registered all these different things that happened with the church. At some point, the state took over. So it appears and it looks like it's different, but it's the same thing. They're performing the same functions. The stage set is different in Avio there.
That's really good, Zaya. I'll just add to that something that they always talk about, the separation of church and state. But if you look to see where the deep, dark money is coming from to fund these big churches and these big organizations, it's not from the parishioners because there's not that much money in those churches to fund those churches. So that is something that our friend shared with us on Being Inspired with Q one time when I was on with him. And I was like, oh, makes perfect sense. So I will yield there. But that's a great point, Zaya.
Well,
I'll add to what both of you said. And if you go all the way back to, I believe it was 312 AD when Constantine embraced Christianity, he was the emperor of the Roman Empire. That's really when the church and state marriage really started in its current form. So, this has been going on throughout his story, her story, for eons. We've been manipulated, and like I said in the beginning, we've been reset time and time again. Just check out some of the, for this is for the audience, check out some of the videos that talk about the resets and the mud floods and the Cabbage Patch Children. There's another thing, the incubator babies. Oh, we could get into, I mean, this show could really go on forever, and I will yield there.
And Tataria, and
Yeah.
I'm with
Yes.
you. You
The whole
guys,
reset though,
yeah,
is
go
amazing
on.
because, I mean, we're not, I don't want to tangent there now, but they have found artifacts on this world that are totally unexplainable, they really precede by millions of years people's presence on the Earth. That we've been told. So how does that, that's because we've been reset, and they're the earlier versions of us. But anyway, so this is getting back to the innocence and the lambs of religion. It's our children are the most innocent, light-bearing object on earth. Or it's our most precious, precious. Precious resource of our society, and yet it's being abused terribly and within organizations like religious organizations. But and then I brought to mind the movie The Sound of Freedom that came out a couple of years ago, and it was made 5 years before that. They wouldn't let it come out, but it was just the power of the people got into the theaters. But I
Incredible.
hope every American sees that. It shows some of the innocence of the children that are being abused, but it's an international effort. I mean, this is child smuggling for satanic ritual abuse or for sexual abuse is an international, well-run organization. Many organizations working together, actually, but and they are the supply chain. The children are the supply chain for the agents of evil to for SRA. And satanic abuse, but international organizations performing human smuggling is very appropriate right topic right now because just a few days ago, Pam Bondi and DOJ said we're coming after you guys. I don't remember our government really coming out and saying that, and
Perfect.
that just happened. And they're saying we're coming to get you. So in these kind of efforts and bringing it up and disclosing it to the American people. Because it's been feeding the adrenochrome business for decades and decades. And Ukraine has been one of the biggest suppliers. China's one of the biggest suppliers. It's one of the reasons Ukraine's in war right now for child abuse and dumbs and all that. But anyway, so yeah, we got to change this world. This is the one thing in the world I would want to change.
It's
Yeah,
happening.
but may I yield?
Sunshine? No,
I
I
would I would just add to that really quickly. You're talking about Merman, you were talking about the child trafficking and it's worldwide, and I absolutely 100% agree. And I just want to say we need to look home. We're the largest trafficking country in the world.
You are. We are. Absolutely.
And it's heartbreaking, and I will yield.
Yeah, and it just got boosted with the open border for half a million children being lost coming over. I mean, and now, well, some have been found, but the thing is that, yeah, that's just been the supply chain, and we are, and we're just and they come in the US and then they ship out, through organizations, and a lot of it through religious and government organizations assisting in this smuggling trafficking.
School systems.
And I would say really quick, Bo, I see you. I'd say really quick, now that they've had to release the aerial photos of Earth, if you look at the oceans and look at all those weird paths going back and forth from California and everything, what are those for? And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, go ahead, Bo. That's
That don't get me started on the aerial views of Earth, because that's a totally different subject. But what I was going to say in regards to what Donnie said is that is why, one of the things that Trump, as you call him, Corinne Q. Trump, campaigned on was closing the borders. And it wasn't, I mean, the whole story in the news is because, or has been, is because of the drug cartels. Well, the cartels also were use firearms and people, not just children, women, children. And one more thing that I wanted to talk about, the last bastion of the cartels, the human trafficking cartels, et cetera, in the Western Hemisphere is now surrounded by the US Navy, and that's Venezuela. And Q Trump put a $50 million bounty on Maduro's head. So, it's like you always say, Corinne, clean up aisle Earth. It's happening, baby. It's happening.
Perfect, Bo. Aisle 17 for sure.
Aisle 17. Oh, I say Earth. You say
No,
17.
I
Yeah.
love
You
it.
see that?
Aisle 17. But here's a real quick thing. What you all are beautifully describing to me, Sunshine, Bo, Merman, Zaya. Okay, the reason when Zaya brought up the layers, y'all are describing exactly energetically is what it comes down to. The same energy, Zaya, the courtroom, all of the concepts of the pew and the church and the, or the synagogue, the whatever spiritual area, even Buddhists, they were usurped. So that same energy of the distortion of the one aspect of the concept of our energetic Merkaba being distorted. It comes really back to this. The aliens, which what are aliens? They don't house their life that we do. We're that special, guys. Remember that. We are that powerful and potent and crystalline and beautiful connection to source energy. This is what they covet. They fighting for y'all's energy. And I love what you describe, because basically, Zaya, you describe the layers as the pyramid within the pyramid within a pyramid. Donnie, Sunshine, Bo,
Merman.
you Merman. Thank you. But you all described it energetically. They're compartmentalized, if you will. If you notice the way the operation is, or Saul Alinsky playbook, everything is compartmentalized. We won't even get it, all these deep underground and Bob Lazar and the Area 51s of the world. I mean, there are Pine Crest, Pine Terrace. I'm trying to remember the biggest one in Australia that one doesn't hear about, Kaput Yar in Russia. But all these connect underground, these deep underground military bases are just, they're all compartmentalized. Why do they compartmentalize engineers who say, no, I worked on the Apollo, nine or 10, and ultimately they don't comprehend the full picture of what they really put together, which was control. But it's all a control, and energetically, the layers come down to these fragments or fractals come down to, this
Another
deep
show.
control. And another
Yeah, because we have
show.
1 minute
Oh,
left.
you go there. Oh, shoot. One minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay,
More
here's the
to
thing. There, okay, I wanted to bring up Unstoppable Love. Because, okay, so that's a show on BBS Radio. And real quick, you guys, it's such wealth and expansive inward expansion, inspiration. Oh my gosh, there's so much joy and fun from the gorgeous girls, Lauren and Zosia. Why I bring them up? Check them out on Saturdays. Check the time on bbsradio.com, Unstoppable Love. But last week, Zosia shines a unique expression of expansiveness, and we'll continue this. So simple, yet devil. Wash, rinse, repeat. It's cyclical, but expansive if you choose. Otherwise, you could choose the duality of the hamster wheel of wash, rinse, repeat. Choose what you will, guys, but we'll explore this final and explosive
Bye,
stuff.
guys. I gotta go. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
About ourselves, who we are, what we can do to expand from within, connecting us to ourselves and our creator.
There's our music. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Love
Last
you.
word six. Love you guys.
Bye.